KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's just after 8 o'clock. We have cloudy skies and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of rain this morning. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies today, a high of 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, the former city clerk in Pacific Junction faces a charge of first-degree theft following a state investigation that revealed she gave herself unauthorized Christmas bonuses, vacation, and sick pay. The Omaha World-Herald says 43-year-old Carrie Williams was also charged with felonious misconduct in office, tampering with records, and failing to publish city expenditures. According to the criminal complaints, Williams accepted full-time employee benefits such as vacation and paid sick leave, even though she knew she was not working the required number of hours to be considered full-time. She also issued Christmas bonus checks to herself for amounts greater than what had been approved by the Pacific Junction City Council. She also noted, knowingly published city expenditures in a public notice in the newspaper that were not accurate and concealed unpaid federal taxes, according to court documents. Williams resigned in March before the results of the auditor's investigation were announced in April. The criminal complaints were filed against her in August following an investigation by the Mills County Sheriff's Office. The investigation found nearly $32,000 in improper disbursements. The investigation covered the period from July 1st, 2008 to June 30th, 2013. Williams became the city clerk on May 17th, 2004. And according to the auditor's investigation, she was paid $15,857 in improper vacation, sick leave, and holiday pay, $702 worth of improper payroll due to double-counted hours, and a $460 payout which could not be identified as vacation or sick leave. There were also thousands of dollars in improper vacation and sick leave payouts and improper bonuses to her and another employee who also no longer works for the city. Mills County Attorney Tricia McSorley said Monday that the other person will not be charged. The paper says the city also owed the IRS for unpaid payroll taxes, penalties, and interest totaling $73,826 as of the end of last year. The city took out a loan to pay for it. Police in Creston report a local man was arrested on a drug charge late Monday night. 56-year-old Michael Fry of Creston was taken into custody just after 11 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Fry was later released from the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Also arrested Monday was 31-year-old Jason Dames of Creston. Dames and 17-year-old Nicole Arfman, also of Creston, were charged with two counts of theft in the fifth degree following an incident at the Creston Walmart. Dames was subsequently cited and released on a promise to appear later in court, while Arfman was referred to juvenile authorities and then released to a family member. Creston police said also a resident in the 600 block of Maple Street reported Monday morning that someone had been stealing firewood from a stack in an alley behind the resident's home. About a truckload of walnut firewood was taken, with the loss estimated at $100. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater yesterday released a report on recent arrests. In it, the sheriff notes a 52-year-old John William Scott of Mount Air was arrested Saturday night for OWI second offense. He was released Sunday on a $2,000 cash bond. Last Friday, 23-year-old Taylor Florencia Krause of Des Moines was arrested for driving under suspension with seven withdrawals in effect. He was later released on $300 bond. On September 28th, Stewart police arrested 31-year-old Jason McGowan of Stewart for arson in the first degree in connection with a motel room fire that same day in Stewart. McGowan was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail. On September 27th, 60-year-old David Convery of Greenfield was arrested by an Adair County deputy. He was charged with public intoxication and simple assault and later released on a $300 bond. And on September 27th, 36-year-old Jason Bruce King of Stewart was arrested for OWI, third or subsequent offense, and driving while license suspended or revoked for implied consent following an investigation into an ATV accident that happened back on May 25th. King's blood alcohol content was determined to be .209, or more than twice the legal limit. He was released from the Adair County Jail on a recognizance bond. 34-year-old Raymond Scott Davis of Creston was arrested in Adair County on September 27th on a warrant for harassment in the third degree. Davis was later released on a $300 bond. Police in Glenwood report four recent arrests, two of which took place Saturday. Officials say 34-year-old Christopher Chardolius of Glenwood was arrested for OWI third offense. His bond was set at $5,000. And 37-year-old Wendy Meadows of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication with her bond set at $300. The other two arrests took place on Friday. 30-year-old Chanel Nord of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for driving under suspension. Her bond was set at $500. And 39-year-old Gabriel Dabney of Pacific Junction was arrested for motor vehicle theft, burglary, criminal mischief in the second degree, obstruction of emergency communication, and domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury. He was being held in Mills County Jail on $37,300 bond. Two male teenagers who escaped from the Clarinda Academy last Friday morning were found later that same evening about three-quarters of a mile north of the facility for troubled youth. According to Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers, the teens, one black, the other white, left the residential foster care facility at around 11 a.m. Friday. Brothers said they believe the boys laid low in a cornfield until sunset while authorities searched for them. The teens, one from Exira, the other from Kansas City, Missouri, were later found near 16th and Nishna Streets. The unidentified students were set to appear in juvenile court following their escapade, but will not face any additional charges. The Clarinda Academy provides residential treatment programs and shelter care to as many as 250 at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. October is National Talk About Your Medicines Month, as promoted by the National Council on Patient Information and Education. And as part of the national effort to talk about your medicines, Cass County Memorial Hospital pharmacist Crystal Starlin and Sarah Arnold will be presenting at the October 22nd session of Healthy You. Starlin says medications are a powerful healthcare tool, and it's important that patients talk about medications with their healthcare team to ensure they're using them safely and effectively. The session will be held at noon on Thursday, October 22nd, in CCMH Conference Room Number 2. Healthy You is a free educational series offered by Cass County Health System that focuses on a different health topic each month. Attendees will receive a healthy sack lunch in addition to an educational program presented by medical professionals. Future topics include nutrition and diabetes, mental illness, and joint health. If you'd like more information on Healthy You or to make a reservation for the October 22nd session, you can call 712-243-7479. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.